The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind, my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hello, hope you are doing well and feeling good today. Here we are at another Friday. So thank you for tuning in and spending some time with me today. I'm glad you're here. You are listening to The Financial Chick Show, and I am The Financial Chick. My name is Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service independent financial planning firm located in Medford. I'm here live every Friday from 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. on 103.9 LI News Radio. Your Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your anxiety and stress about money. If you want to know more about me or my firm, you can check out my website at financialchickshow.com. We are also on Facebook and Instagram at Diversified Financial Solutions. So like our pages, to get updates and see what is happening. So I guess a few updates from last week. My car is back on the road as of last Saturday. If you were listening last week, you realized that I got not only one, but two new tires for my car since the pothole on the Clearview Expressway won and I lost. That was coming back from our trip from Georgia. So, and then incidentally, my husband, he drives out of state every day. So he drove by that same spot and saw that the hole was actually huge because we couldn't see it. It was dark in the evening, so we didn't know the enormity of it. It sounded pretty bad, and he said it looked pretty bad too. But of course, they filled it in now. So a little bit too late for me, but hopefully it will save others from the same drama that I had to incur by having to start the new year off and buying two new tires. So I will tell you, though, now I hold my breath driving around because the roads look like we live in a third world country lately. You know, and the weather being the way it is, it just, you know, seems that the roads just keep getting worse. So hopefully we have a mild winter, although coming into the studio today, the wind is picking up really bad and it is really cold and it's going to be a tough weekend, I think, cold and chilly. And as you know, if you do know me, this is not my time of year. I'm not a big fan. So and then, of course, other news. My daughter is actually back in school. But just like everything with life lately, that was an easy endeavor as well. So for those of you out there that are not going through pandemic school, new world order situations, I'll give you a little bit of an insight of what has transpired. So we decided to check the parent portal, which is a website that you can go on and kind of check things like grades and attendance and whatnot. So check the parent portal and we see that my daughter, who was quarantined starting from, and again, logistically, I'm a numbers person, so this makes me, or it's either my OCD or the numbers. Apparently, from January 4th to the 14th, she was supposed to be quarantined. She was at school on the 4th and the 5th, so really her quarantine started on the 6th. So all of those days that she wasn't in school, they were unexcused absences. Even though, again, another piece of information, when the child is first set out to quarantine, you have to fill out a form that is sent to the school to indicate that they are not going to be in school and that they're going to be remote and that they should be excused. Okay, so that's the first part. So we see that they're unexcused absences. We call the school and they said, we're behind. And, you know, again, new world order, everybody's behind and everything. So we got that. But then they say to us that she was supposed to, this was Wednesday, she was supposed to be in school on Monday. So I said, so why weren't we notified? Now, of course, the day before, which was Tuesday, the CDC, which changes their mind quite often, indicated that now the quarantine period was reduced from 10 days down to 5. Even I don't know, it's changes so much, but it was 10 days down to 5, which again, calculating, whatever, they said that she needed to be back in school on Monday. So on that Wednesday, when we were on the phone with them, they said we're going to bring her to school, but not before I had to type a couple of letters for the attendants to make sure everything was cool and make sure that she wasn't going to be unexcused for Monday and Tuesday. Bottom line, I'm even exhausted with the story. Bottom line is that she's back to school, everything's good, but the story of the New World Order is that nothing, and I say nothing, is easy today. Everything is not a one-step process. It's 10, 12, 14 steps. I don't know. It's just a lot of different things. So, and I guess it's just another thing too, if the child... is vaccinated, they have to go remote. But if they're not vaccinated, they can stay in school, which is confusing. And the communication is so garbled. And I just think no one really knows the rules and regulations. And, you know, again, we just go day by day, hour by hour. I know I've said this before, but it's frustrating. So 2022 is obviously starting out a little shaky, you know, with just stuff. But Biden's approval numbers being way down, you know, we're seeing that be a situation. Biden's numbers down, inflation's very high, supply shortages continuing, no real plan to combat the COVID-19 pandemic, oil prices increasing. I could go on and on. Actually, I will. Two other pieces that came out today. We've got situations with North Korea testing missiles, and as well as the Russia and the U.S., the talks have failed. Yeah. So I could go on and everything, but you get the drift that things are just a little bit crazy. So I feel this is the year that we will definitely be in store for a lot of different changes as we move from the Trump economy to the Biden economy. We're already seeing a lot of the things happen already. And I think it's going to be a rough year ahead. The administration obviously should be working on helping people with health issues like COVID and the drug situation and economic issues. But they seem to be concerned right now with changing voting laws, like letting non-citizens to vote and getting rid of the filibuster, which obviously gives a voice to both sides. So whether you're in, and right now the Democrats have it all. They have the presidency, they have the House, they have the Senate, and not a whole heck of a lot's getting done. And they're worried about voting laws, which they all got in, right? So that's one thing. And then the filibuster, they control everything, so they can pretty much get things passed, but they're looking to get rid of that, which is a bad idea because that gives both sides voices, and that's what gives balance to our government, which is something that we need because, you know, one side can change things, but then the other side has to deal with it too. So, I mean, we know the Democrats have used the filibuster in the past and they liked it, but now it's not, I guess, good for them, so they want to get rid of it. So it just seems too interesting right now. But anyway, so my job as a financial advisor, though, is to help my clients navigate all of these crazy situations and make sure they can rise above the nonsense and allow them to be successful looking at their financial situation and their goals. You know, so the bottom line is that, you know, these are things that in many cases we cannot control. So we control the things that we can control. So another thing that I don't know if you know, but every day there's a hashtag something, whether it be, you know, my dog day. So today is hashtag organize your home day. So I figured we're going to work this and alter it just a little bit and make it organize your financial home day. Because again, this is something that we can actually control. We know that a messy, cluttered home can be stressful, overwhelming, and even chaotic. The same goes for your personal finances. So not having a good handle on your bills and your budget is stressful and really could send you reeling into debt or just not being in control of what your situation is and spending too much or whatever the case may be. So people with cluttered finances are more likely to miss deadlines, rack up fees, continue bad spending, and save less or nothing. for their financial goals. So being the new year, this is the time to get it together and get ready to start cleaning your financial house. So we're getting into the first break, but we're going to talk about this when we get back. But I do have one little note today on a positive. I feel like I've been kind of negative so far, but my lottery dream home is on HGTV. And one of my clients this evening at 9 p.m. is going to be on that show. So yes, it's going to be pretty exciting. So if you can tune in to see my clients pick a dream home based on a lottery scratch off that they did, and they won $5 million. So that's something tonight. Check it out, HGTV at 9 p.m. So you're listening to The Financial Chick Show, and I am The Financial Chick. We are running into the break. So stay tuned after the break, and we're going to talk about how to get your financial house in order. Welcome back. This is Denise Snowstrom, the Financial Chick. My company is in Medford, and you can reach me at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at financialchickshow.com. I'm here to help you on your financial journey. Over the years, things change, and I'm here to help you navigate all of those changes. So before the break, we were talking about getting your financial house in order, because today is hashtag organize your home day. So I just threw in the financial because I'm the financial chick and that's what I do. So let's take a look at some things. So the first thing is ditch the shoebox method. And really what that means is that really not throwing everything into one shoebox, I guess basically the figurative and literal type of thing. It was never like meant to be a filing type of system. So your receipts, your records, your bills, throwing them all into a pile is not a good thing. And I know we're all busy. We're always running from the job to the kids' school and, you know, all of those different things. But what you want to do is have some type of system. And I'm sure you have one, but maybe it's this year in 2022, honing a different type of system. Maybe taking, I'm old school, with some things, I'm online, I'm like not online, paper, whatever. But as far as the bills, I get the bills and I have a little slots that I can put them in. And I actually put the date and the amount that's due right on the envelope. And I have it in sequential order as to when they need to be paid. That's one way to do it. When you get the bill, maybe put an alarm on your phone to make sure that you're paying the bill on time. Late fees are not a good thing. And then if you do it numerous times, they raise your annual percentage rate. So it becomes this snowball effect. You really want to make sure you have a good handle on your bills and your records. Use file folders. Go to Staples. Go to even the Dollar Tree. You can go and just get some file folders, you know, put in, documents that you need to keep or bills, and just throw everything in there to get some type of sense of organization. Being organized will just help you just be on top of everything. And with the file folders, it's not something that you have to keep forever. So you can keep those bills for about a year and get rid of them. So it's not like, again, we don't want to clutter. We want to declutter. So even you can create a spreadsheet or a document that has the monthly or annual due dates for each bill and post it. And so you can see it regularly on your phone or on your computer. And then throughout the year, because we're going into tax time, it's going to be here before we know it. It's actually here, but we just don't have all our stuff yet. But anything that's tax related, get a full file folder, put taxes on it, and just start throwing everything that needs to go in there for taxes. You don't want to be scrambling like you might be doing this year for a year's worth of tax documents, you know, right before the filing period. So that would be ditch the shoebox method, get a better method. Number two is track your expenses. And I know I probably say this every show because I'm such a big advocate for this. It's so important to track and document how much money's coming in and how much money's going out. I just had a client or a new person come in this week, and I've known her for a very long time, and I was so highly impressed. She had everything written out. She had it to the penny. Everything, all of her expenses, I was so like thrilled. And, you know, having her come in and start to do some financial planning, it makes life so much easier too when somebody has a good handle of their numbers. So, you know, knowing your numbers is going to enable you to identify and adjust your monthly spending habits in order to meet your financial goals. So it's a perfect time to get rid of those expenses right now too with the new year that you just don't need anymore. Shopping things, like maybe take a look at your phone bill, cell phone bill, you know, are you paying too much? Maybe shop around, maybe jump carriers if that need be. The big thing is cable vision. I'm still trying to pull off the Band-Aid. I need to do that. So that's my confessional. But paying for cable and maybe going to some of these streaming services to save some money, old memberships that you have, you know, music apps. You may have a couple and you're only using one, any games that you have that you probably don't play anymore and you're still paying. There's all of these things. To get your year-end, you know, if you use your credit cards or look at your checkbook, whatever way that you do your finances, take a look and really scour all this stuff and see what can be adjusted, eliminated, or changed. So step number three would be establish a bill paying system. So create a system to pay all your bills either online or offline. So many banks are offering today automatic bill paying services that you can have it automatically withdrawn from your account. Although it's not totally hands off, you know, you're going to need to make sure that you obviously have the money in there to pay. And if there's any adjustments in prices or changes in costs, you need to be on top of that. So before signing up also for the automatic bill pay, make sure there's any costs. Sometimes there's additional fees to do that. It may be worth the fee, and in some cases it may not be. You know, it just might be easier for you to do it yourself. If you handle the bills yourself, set aside a day or time of the month or a couple times a month that's dedicated just to bill paying and structure everything to meet all the deadlines. And if you're still mailing snail mail, obviously make sure you have enough time to mail if to get it on time because everything's taking a long time. And we know mistakes happen. You know, bills are late sometimes, whether for fault of your own or no fault of your own. Always call the company, the credit card company, to get that late fee reversed. This works if you're not continuously or habitually late all the time. But if you have these one-offs, if you call the company, they will get rid of that $29 fee or $59 fee or whatever the numbers are. Every card is a little bit different, but that money is obviously better in your pocket than in theirs. And, you know, if you don't do it habitually, they'll definitely reverse it really with no qualms about it. So I would definitely go ahead and do that. One thing that's in the docket too, if you have a federal student loan, they still have a 0% interest rate on loans. It's been extended through May 1st of this year. Now, you may say, wow, this is great. I don't have to pay. I'm going to encourage you to pay. When it's at a 0%, more of that money goes to pay down the loans, to pay down those loans that much quicker. All right, and I'm going to do a dig a little bit here too. And I know Biden got a lot of votes for the fact that he said, and I know because I've talked to people, that he was going to eliminate student loans. So people literally voted for him just for that purpose alone. Well, originally it was all. Then he was going to eliminate 100,000. I think then it went down to 50. Then it was 10. And now it's off the table. So the chances of you not having to pay your student loan is probably not probable. So pay those loans. You know, again, it's still debt that you want to get off your back. And so just pay those loans. Step number four, read your bills and account statements. You know, you should really review everything. And I know sometimes it's boring and it's not fun. And half the time you're not sure what the heck you're even looking at. But review for mistakes, for fraud, or even changes in the terms. Especially around this time of the year, the new year, a lot of companies are changing things or updating their provisions or situations. So you really, really want to take a look at that stuff. Take note of your annual percentage rates, especially on your credit cards. Make a list of what they are and attack those and take advantage of the low interest rates because we're not going to have low interest rates for too long. It's this year, things are changing quickly. If you need help with any of these things, because I know, you know, reading a credit card bill or a student loan bill or lining up APRs and payments is not the most fun thing. but I like it. So if it's something that you really need, come in for a complimentary consultation and we could talk about how we can go through this and really make 2022 a great year for you. Number five, shred old financial records. You know, this is, again, a great time to look through all your stuff. As a financial advisor, you're going to be getting your year-end statements. Most of the time, those year-end statements will encompass everything from the whole year. Put everything into a box. They have shredding events when the spring comes. You want to shred all of that old information because it has all of your personal information on there. So it's a good time to get rid of stuff. Pay stubs aren't needed once you get your W-2, but wait till you get that. But it's a good time to shred and take a look at all of that information. And the last thing I'll impart some wisdom is to stop the clutter at the source. I'm going to give you a number. It's 1-888-5-OPT-OUT. 1-888-5-OPT-OUT to get those that information, the credit card requests and all of these different things to just have your mailbox and your home decluttered and to get your financial house in order. So I hope that helped a little bit. And if you have questions, always give the office a call. We're always willing to go over any of the information that I talk about on the show. So the year end, and like I said, is the best time to do this. So I want to thank you all for tuning in today. Don't forget to watch My Lottery Dream Home tonight on HGTV at 9 p.m. to check out one of my clients. And remember, this year, do better and be better. And we'll do it again next Friday. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.